This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. This is week two of UNCW's second annual Lumina Festival of the Arts. There are still a number of performances remaining on the calendar through Sunday. A new theater group called Mouths of Babes has presented three new works throughout the festival, and the group presents its final new work tonight. It's called Stolen Voices, and it's adapted from the book of the same name. Authors Zlata Filipovic and Melanie Challenger collected diaries of 15 young people coping with war for this publication, and Mouths of Babes went about adapting some of the stories for the stage.
I'm Trey Morehouse, artistic director for Mouths of Babes Theater. We focus on teen and young adult theater, or theater for teen and young adult actors and teen and young adult audiences and their families, usually with a kind of a social justice bent. So we develop work, and that's kind of what our place at Lumina Arts Festival is. So we have a new work series. We're doing a series of stage readings of plays that we have in various stages of development.
I am Christina Otten, and I am directing this reading. When Trey told me that he was going to be part of the Lumina Arts Festival, he mentioned Stolen Voices as a possibility, and we needed a writer. So we found our playwright, who is Megan Kelleher, New York-based playwright, and we've all three been kind of working together to make this adaptation. Megan went through and picked diaries that were theatrical, that did have an arc and a storyline that she could interweave. So these specific diaries that are featured in the play, I think, start with World War I and then actually go through the Afghanistan conflict.
Yeah, Megan's done a terrific job. She selected, I think, is it four main narratives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So four main narratives. A World War I story, mm-hmm. a early World War II story, mm-hmm. a Holocaust narrative, and a Vietnam
soldier,
American soldier in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And she's also used snippets of the other diaries weave their way into the play as a sort of contemporary chorus, which is really, really fascinating.
And the beauty behind these diaries is that they're truth, and we can look at them and kind of see the same sort of themes are popping up throughout history and time and conflict. So when we spoke to Megan, we spoke to her about trying to dig out diaries that had these common threads that could connect them in some way.
And it also puts a face to these horrific events that I think we know a lot about, and we've studied these events, but we think about them as historical moments more than we think about them as things that really affected humans, real people. And so in seeing these events and hearing the verbatim written word of these people as they're experiencing these things, there's a lot of power behind that.
This presentation of Stolen Voices is a staged reading, part performance, but scripts in hand. The final product is still being developed, and Mouths of Babes wants audience input on the direction it's taking.
I think a lot of audiences who aren't familiar with stage readings might be thinking, well, why are you doing this? Why don't you just do the play in the theater? This won't be with full lights, and students don't have the lines memorized. But what we're doing is we're workshopping this play. And after the reading, we're going to invite the audience to provide feedback, what works, what doesn't work. So it really is, for an audience's perspective, kind of a peek under the hood for the playmaking process.
That's Trey Morehouse and Kristen Otten from Mouths of Babes Theater Company. The staged reading of Stolen Voices is tonight at 5:30 at UNCW's Morton Hall Auditorium. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.